You must wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up, man.
Wake up, child. Pay attention.
Come on. Wake up.
Wake up, love.
To see you.
Baby,
oh, red and gold.
clock moved the slow hand. I should have been home hours ago. But I'm not here. But I'm not here.
Thank you. I know it well. She says, na 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 na. Be certain in your mirror and now is the place where the crossroads meet. When you're looking to the future, never, never say goodbye to my part of your life. No, 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 no. She said, it belongs to me, and your little boy, and your little girl, and the one hand clapping there when your palm is my little line, when you're in that line, it's an old memory.
Probably now 9 times the speed of tracking data, nav data, and pre-planned trajectory are all one line.
Thank you. Oh, such a loser.
Get distracted. Big city tonight. At the periphery of an establishment, I nibble a sidecar. Bigger things, they say, down the line. I spy the manager, the manageress. A glitch between them slips through gaps in conversation at the bar. I breathe pepper, the dreadful carpet, pickle me here. I pick up my telephone. Hello? A lit match catches one drop of orange oil from a piece of peel. No, not on time. I'm pending fashionably late, as per instruction. The palms of my hands are tight from turpentine, but who could tell? A bell sleeve falls over my thumb. Tuppentine, says the Scotsman of my mind. The length of a school day is an arbitrary measure, but one I find useful. I lay about with my pens and paper for a school day, climbed out from the bath and knocked up an ensemble. The entire half of my wardrobe under a waistcoat. No nerve for transport. I walked the underpass, felt my reflection in a motorcycle mirror and sped up. We are freer under a road than on it. I say to the receiver and hang up.
She's one to watch, unbeatable on the floor. For her full-length replica, words. A chance in hell, she says. I am entirely cut out for this. She tips a bottle to her wrist to her neck. Ignore the features of the room, because the girl's for the win. Earlier, she'd seen three of the same man climbing out of a taxi. Three. Our gamer knows this to be a lucky, lucky sign. Once they passed, nothing but a hum of anybody else. People are clouds. She's one gold tooth winking at the front, and several caps inside. An obsessive ritual persists. Pure capital O. Tram lines run under the city, still. Here at the hotel, she picks a page, writes the opponent's name and marks it with a tick in green. A reminder. There are small ways to punish oneself and I'm not here for them. Lost titles? I want them back, she says. That's how I feel. Thirst is not an attitude. I waited my time. and tonight's a month old moon. Pure, capital O. Waiting her time, she's flipping channels with a remote control. Nothing will suffice, not a drama in any language. It strikes her, no song has a sweet enough touch. The television is turned off and on exactly 12 times. She wishes she could unhear an interview she gave. They'd said they'd been watching her, and she'd used the word annihilate. Stand near me, for luck, they'd said, before you break your streak. The theatre is closed in the morning, but outside is a florist, so I watch him wrap stems in paper and twine, no gloves on. The back of the van is open and he has almost gotten rid of them, all the old stalks from yesterday. Rings run around his eyes. But he picks his way lightly between clients, between regulars with empty hands and non-regulars unfastening bags, as if a banknote being discreetly slipped from one palm to another. He is slim, not noticeably so, just as if nobody expected more or less of him. The van is open and he has almost gotten rid of them. All the old stalks from yesterday. Rings run around his eyes. But he picks his way lightly between clients, between regulars with empty hands and non-regulars unfastening bags, as if a banknote being discreetly slipped from one palm to another. He is slim, not noticeably so, just as if nobody expected more or less of him. From this great distance, I'm wondering about it. Imagine one day he comes home to me and says, "There is nothing more I want than this." He gestures to the tulips that look out from a bucket bunched in the passenger seat of the van, to his apron, to his diary with nothing in, and I say, "That's perfectly fine. Perfectly all right. Perfectly without the need to tell me all the time." We're standing in the drive. I push the porch door, the front door, and 3 breaths later, the door to the downstairs bathroom. It has been primed for a year without paint on. I pull up the sash window, feeling the throbbing heat from the engine of the van. I cry, and because it's night, he can see me, like a screen. Dated term. She flips a switch and the lights come gently on. Spotlights on the ceiling. A mouthful of pins. Focus pulls, and the room feels a mall, lit from the inside out. Apart from the slight chill, our two figures glow. There are 50 years between us, and I often wonder when I see her. Is this a special occasion or not? She's working under a lamp. My shadow a pole in 2 places at once. Standing on the set of scales for the extra inch. The glass covering the dial is frosty with age. She's pinning the hem of the trouser leg. Outside the door, moths fly. Pine cones line a shelf. "I don't like things with fringes, not anything," she says. "But this, I've worn it to death." She nods to her lapels. A pin drops, and I feel the minuscule powers of the muscles in my face leaping at a chance. "Let me please get the hat," I say. "Just a second," she says. "You always want the high impact jobs, the big reveals." She lets go of the trouser leg and it drops, swinging a millimeter, perfection, from the floor. "Next time we'll do silk," she says. "I knew a girl, the same size as you. She wasn't half a fidgeter, but you, always still.